and they're still out to this day. But God's looking for people that are broken and so forth. Not insecure of yourself. And David girded his sword upon his armor, picture of the Word of God, and he essayed to go, for he had not proved it. He said, I can't prove it. He's going to use this thing as the type of your Bible and so forth.
Yeah.
To make sure you know what you believe and why you believe. And David said unto Saul, now Saul means forceful one. Paul means little one. And now God, the Apostle Paul was named Saul, and they changed his name. God will do a lot of things to help your life. He'll change some things for you.
Yes, he will.
And David said unto him, I cannot go with these things, for I have not proved them. Very nice statement. And David put them off to him, and he took his staff in his hand, and chose him 5 smooth stones.
Yeah.
Okay, out of the brook, and he put them in a shepherd's bag, and he did it himself. He's not borrowing somebody else's tool.
Amen, Brother Jack.
He's not borrowing what somebody else believes.
Yeah.
He's got some of them himself. And that's why I'm going to tell those grandkids that God wants you one day to get your own stature and your own convictions and what you believe in,
bless
what
you
stand in. And he wants you to round them out. And we'll talk about that in a second. And he put them in a shepherd's bag, which he had. He came prepared. And I like what Dr. Ruckman said about Bob Jones Sr. Bob Jones Sr. said, God won't do for you what you can do for yourself.
That's right.
And even in the scrip and his sling in his hand, and he drew near to the Philippines, and he came and drew near unto David and the man with the bearer shield and so forth. And he come on down here in verse 45, and David said to the Philistines, thou comest me with a sword and a spear and with a shield. 3 S's there, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts. Now that Lord of hosts, I don't have time to develop that. That's his kingdom, his warriors.
Yeah.
The God of armies of Israel, whom thou hast defiled. Now look at verse 47. And all this assembly, assembly, gathering of people, a church. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with a sword or spear. For the battle is the Lord, and
yeah.
He will give you in his hand. Verse 48. And it came to pass. I like what Brother Law used to say. Thank God it didn't.
It
didn't come to stay. Amen.
Yeah.
And it came to pass, when the Philistines ruled and came to nigh to meet David, that David hastened and ran towards the army to meet. He wasn't afraid of them.
Amen, Brother Jack.
Quit being afraid of this world.
Amen.
Go after them. And they're insecure. They're scared and so forth. And when people are scared, they act out of character.
That's right.
They don't know how to act. They don't know how to talk. It's all a bluff. But this is what I want to talk to you about this morning. And David put it in his hand, in his bag, and he took this stone. He put 5 in there.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I know Goliath had 4 brothers.
Four brothers.
Goliath put 5 in there. 5 was the number of grace or death. And he slang it and smote the Philistine in his forehead. And the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his earth. And so you know how David took the sword off and put his head in his tent and so forth. And so I'm going to talk to you about those smooth stones this morning. Father, thank you for the Word of God.
Yes.
I control my mind, my thoughts. I want to thank you, Lord, for this church. And Lord, I pray that you bless the dear pastor, Brother Wade.
Oh,
and thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you for the grandkids, Andy and Shelly, being here this morning. And Lord, I pray you get me through this car wreck ahead and work off the details, Lord. And Lord, I don't know the stuff, the material. I thank God for friends and family trying to help. And we love you, and sure want to see you. Lord, you can take care of it today and come get us. And I pray your blessing today in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
I met a lot of strange characters in my Christian life. We'll talk about that later on. But that thing about being smooth, it's a type of character. I'm not the same person I was 52 years ago.
Amen.
I wasn't smooth.
Sounds
I was crooked, jagged edge. I'd go over here, I'd go over here. But a smooth stone will hit his target.
Yeah.
It'll hit his target. And David picked out a smooth stone. Sometimes we Christians pick out a jagged edge. We want to do something with the work of the world, but it's not smooth.
Amen.
God wants it smoothed out. Now, he takes that word in the New Testament. We won't go into it right now, but the word perfect, I call it perfected. And what God wants to do to your life, like he put all you kids in your mom and dad's home, your mom and dad's job is to perfect you.
Yeah.
They're going to perfect you. They're going to round you out.
Amen, Brother Jack.
That's character. I'm not talking about personality. I'm talking about character.
Yeah.
Well, how is personality and character different? They're spelled different.
Yeah.
Okay? And so you learn character. I didn't know character. I was a character growing up. Okay? And I often said, folks, in my neighborhood was so rough for driver's ed, we used stolen cars. That's how bad it was. You know? But God has a way. You boys are going to get to know your sisters. Your sisters get to know your brothers. You protect each other. You have a bond there that other kids don't have.
Amen.
And what God's going to do to your Christian life, He's going to smooth you out through your own family.
Yes.
I'm talking about your character now. I ain't talking about your personality. Your character. Mm-hmm. And character is what you do when you're by yourself and no one's looking.
Hey, ma'am.
That's character.
That's good, Bro Jack.
I used to go to work and guys be sleeping in the tent or the tank. I built tanks and met a bunch of guys at Howes Anderson. They weren't King James back then. Hey man, we heard you was a ruckmanite. You know, that's slang. You know, yeah. Okay, I gotta go. I didn't mess with them. I don't fight gnats. I leave them alone. And but I kept going. So one night I went to this chapel. We had about a place about big as this. I had about 30 guys there from Howes Anderson, and I went up there and drew two manuscripts from God Only Wrote One Bible, and I said where the ASV came from out of. One place, but the King James come out of Europe, and then come out of Africa. And I was there trying to, what was I trying to do? I was trying to smooth out some stones.
Yeah.
Because they're stones for ASV, RSV, jagged edges.
Yeah.
And so what your mom and dad's trying to do here is trying to smooth out your stone.
Amen.
What you do when you're by yourself, that's the real you.
You're right, Bro Jack.
That's the real you. And so when I got saved, I started reading the Bible, and all of a sudden this started disappearing. I lost interest in that stuff. With the bad crowd, the bad music, you know, and I felt like Motown a little bit. Lenny Hedrick said Motown and Gospel are twins. But what happened is before long, all the stuff of the world was just disappearing from my life.
Yeah.
You know what God was doing? He was smoothing me out.
Yes.
He was smoothing me out. And I'm not going to sit here and gloat on what I've done. I just stay busy for the Lord and so forth. I like to see if a job needs to get done, go get after it. I don't care what it costs, if it's going to break, if it's broken, fix it, and so forth. And Brother Andy will tell you that. I try to help people that didn't like me and want to help me. I said, I'm here to help you and your kids. And I got a call from a girl last night from Washington State. Said, if you ever come back out here, I'd like to work for you, run a home for you, and so forth. And I said, well, I'll do what I can to help you. I texted her, and I've known her for years and so forth. And she said, I'm not the same person you knew 20, 30 years ago.
Amen.
She said, I grew in grace.
Praise the Lord.
I didn't ask her about that. I don't get involved in people's psyche and in a problem. But I just want to say, look, well, how do you treat people? Andy will tell you, I meet people, they're hard on people, they got a mouth, they got a dialogue, they got to kind of run a show and so forth. The more you read this Bible, the more of a lamb you're going to be.
Amen.
You'll be more of a lamb. Now the lion's in there when you need to pull him out. Amen.
Yeah.
I just let them know the lion is in there. Amen.
Yeah.
But your nature is a lamb, not a lion.
You're right, brother.
And that's why I try to treat people right. And I know. I remember the words. I remember the angles and so forth before I got saved. And but the older I get, I try to get more smooth.
Amen.
I fight myself. I'm my own worst critic and enemy. I said, sucker, you ain't going to win the day. You're going to be nice to people. You're going to be kind to people. And you're going to go get that deer that wrecked your car. Oh, and probably Bambi and so forth. But I met some Christians who got smoothed out. And I remember when I was living, my mother kicked me out of the house. That's in my book coming out. She, every summer she put me with somebody else. She wouldn't let me stay in Detroit when there was no school. She put me with my sister in Georgia. That's where my accent comes from. They said wherever you're from, the age of 13 to 21, you're going to have, or 16 to 21, you'll have that accent the rest of your life. That's your formative years in your mind for your voice. I talk with radio people, and I like to ask questions a lot. Rick Sal used to call me the probe. And long story short, I picked up that Georgia accent. So I'm down there, and I'm over at my brother-in-law's house. And I see this guy next to us. He's drunk, fighting everybody, and so forth. I was about 15, 6'5". You couldn't touch me. I was a fighter. And I said, well, why did that guy run his mouth like that, cussing everybody? He said, oh, I went to school with him. He's an old drunk. Well, I went back home that fall, and another year, two, 3 years later, I come back to see into Georgia, and I stopped in. I was more than that by 5 years, and I already went through Bible school. I was down there with Brother Olaf at the City of Refuge, and I walked in. There was this preacher. I heard the voice. I know that voice. I walked in, and it was this guy who was cussing and fighting in my sister's yard 5 years prior to that.
Hey, man.
He had gotten saved at the City of Refuge, Brother Olaf's ministry.
Glory!
And I walked in, and he saw me, and I saw him. And he looked at me and said, man, what have we got here?
Amen.
He knew what I was.
Yeah.
But he said, you look different. I said, well, you look different.
Yeah.
He said, I was a drunk and I got saved. You know what God would do? He's smoothing them out.
Yeah.
He smoothed them out.
So on up.
And so we became good friends, and he witnessed and preached, and that was over in the Cologne, Georgia. Each home produced something, and Brother had six homes. I ran the lighthouse, I caught the fish, and he wouldn't let us eat no shrimp, but I think the people in Felton skillet, Your Honor. I have no recollection of that. I was selling shrimp. He called me Detroit Jack on the intercoastal. And he always got a snitch named Doag. I always got a Doag in the ministry.
Yeah.
Jack Patterson selling shrimp down there, you know. And roll off the bridge. Jack, you got money down here? He's 5'8", but he had a 7-foot voice. Jack, you got money down here? Yeah. Yes, sir, it's yours. And he had about $3,000 in cash, but I was buying new guys and new jumpsuits, tennis shoes, but Converse and All Stars and Rod and Reel. He said, well, here, I need some of the pillow to fill up my plane. I gave him about $600-$700. I said, roll off, it's all your money. He said, well, put it on the men. I said, let me show you what I already bought for the men. I bought new jumpsuits. And had snack. We had a snack room because we were catching those fish. We had content going on. And what happened is God was using that ministry to turn me. And I don't care who you are this morning. God is going to put your grandkids in the home you're in.
Bless you.
To smooth you out.
Yeah.
To smooth you out.
Bless you.
And hopefully you can get it done before 21 or 18.
Amen.
But when I heard the gospel, I got saved.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk about that in the church service, but. I got saved, and I came back home, preacher, and a guy, they wanted me to come to a party one night. I said, no, I said, man, I said, I don't go that route no more.
Yeah.
He started cussing me out, you know, and yelling, I know what you did. Yeah, I know, I'm a seven card, whatever. I told him, Danny, I'm not the same no more. I don't act the same. I don't
talk
the same. I was 21. Oh, no, I was 19. And so I left, and he went a whole year trying to find out why Papa Jack changed.
Yeah.
He got saved.
Praise God.
He went to church and got saved. He told this to me under my face. He got saved and so forth. Danny Marlowe preached for 30 years in churches all over Tennessee, Kentucky, and he was a preacher. And we had to do a funeral about 2 years ago. I hadn't seen him in years. And he saw me, and I saw him. We just both started laughing. We gave each other a big hug. He said, you won't tell on me, I won't tell on you. I said, hey man, that stuff's under the blood, man. Get out of here.
Amen.
And he just retired preaching almost 35 years.
Praise God.
He's out there. As a matter of fact, I had to go see his daughter in the hospital. You know what happened to Danny? He got smoothed out.
That's right.
He got smoothed out. And a lot of Christians, they just think they're saved, but they don't want to do nothing.
Yeah.
And God sometimes is going, hey, for some reason, he allowed me to hit, I'm not trying to be funny, but he allowed me to hit this deer last night. And you think God didn't know about that? Well, I declare, Jack got in the wreck. It was. No, God don't have uh-ohs. He knows what's going on.
Listen.
But I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
And he's got to fix it. cheap. I used to run shops up. He knows that. And so, but I forgot most of that stuff, but so forth. But I see my new generations. I got 40 different nieces and nephews in Detroit.
Amen.
Get around them, I'm trying to smooth them out.
Amen, Brother Jack.
Some are black. I got the tribe of Ham. Ham, Shem, Japheth.
Got all three.
I love every one of them.
Amen.
And they'll let you know what they need in 5 minutes. Uncle Jack, I sure do need some new Converse, you know. They don't want no cheap shoes. They want Converse, you know.
Yeah.
And they think I'm a millionaire. I am. I'm a millionaire, but I'm just separated from my assets.
That's right here, brother. Right here.
So I go see them. This week, and I go into my wife. Where you going this hill? I'm going to tribe number one. I got tribe number two and tribe number three over here. I got black, brown, and mix and so forth.
Yeah.
I learned a long time ago to love people where they are.
Yes.
Not where they're supposed to be.
Bless you, Brother Jack.
That's a big thing among some of the brethren who live down in Pensacola. They want you to have this right.
Right.
No.
Gotta catch them.
Learn to look at the whole picture in someone's life.
Amen.
Don't just look at one dot in their life.
Right.
I look at the whole picture. I ain't nobody's boy. Never have been. I wasn't nobody's boy on the streets. I'm nobody's boy. I'm God's man in the ministry.
Yeah.
I'm his puppet.
Amen.
Heard the song, I'm your puppet, pull the string, and I'll wink at you. I'm the James and Bobby Purified. Still remember the song. In other words, I'm going to do what you want me to do.
Yeah.
I'm God's puppet. I'm God's servant. But I'm more effective if I get rounded out.
Amen.
I'm more effective if I get perfected.
Yeah.
Not perfect. He's perfect. I'm perfect in Christ.
Amen.
I'm perfect in Christ.
Maybe.
What do you mean? What do you mean, Brother Uncle Jack? What do you mean, Papa Jack, being perfected? A lot of times I meet Christians that got a bad problem with paying their bills on time. Boy, it got quiet.
Yeah.
That is, they're not perfected. They got a flaw. That's a flaw.
Amen.
You got a hot temper. You fight people. You say things you shouldn't say. Trying to impress people you don't like with money you don't have. You got a flaw in your life.
Amen.
And what happens is grace comes in. The Bible says He's the God of all grace.
That's right.
Muhammad couldn't touch Him.
Amen.
I got Muslim guys in Detroit. And Shelly, every time I get around there, hey Jack, you got something more about Jesus? Jesus. I'm going to say Jesus. They don't say Jesus. It's Jesus. And they won't eat no pork. You know, they'll blow you up, but they won't eat no pork. No, I'm kidding. And, but I give them, when they work at the shop, I got to bring them egg and cheese. They don't want no sausage on that meat. And but you know what? Every time I pass out a gospel tract, they'll read them.
Amen.
They'll read them. It isn't your appeal, it's your, well, it's really your approach, how you talk to them.
Right.
Hey, you ain't this, just keep you out of hell. We ain't gonna read it. Oh, you know, I'll tell you a real piece of advice. And hey, I'm gonna give you something about the Lord and tell you how to be born again.
Amen.
You can be saved. Sure, I'll read that on my break, you know. I make sure I take all new tracts in there. I work at it. You want something done, you gotta work at it.
Yeah.
And if I fall down, I'm going to get right up because I didn't start out to play. It's a battlefield, brother, not a recreation room. It's a fight and not a game. Run if you want to, run if your mom and dad's trying to teach you kids how to fight a good spiritual fight. So you watch all the TV to watch all the physical fights. If God opened your naked eye right now in this room, all the hair would fall off your head, which is in this room.
You're right.
This is what's called the spirit world.
You're right, Brother Jack.
Okay, but God keeps that covered.
Yeah.
Okay, but that's just trying to influence you. But He gives you a Bible for a roadmap. He wants you girls to be feminine.
Yeah.
He wants you boys to be masculine.
Yeah.
He wants you, and so forth, and so forth. And so at the lighthouse, I had every 6 months, I got about 40 to 50 guys every 6 months. I felt like I just finished Bible school. I felt like, and they wanted me to train them. So I had to come up with something to train them. I got my Bible.
Yeah.
And I found out what I believe by reading the Bible.
Amen.
You read the book of Proverbs, there's over 49 different fools in Proverbs.
Yeah.
So you're going to work with a bunch of fools, learn how to turn them.
Yeah.
So I got my Bible, started reading. I got missionary preachers all over the world, but I don't count them. The Lord takes care of that. Oh, I got this guy. I had to get rid of that eye problem. Most preachers got an eye problem. You know, something in their eye.
Yeah.
And so, so what happened, these guys get their lives straightened out and turned, and one's a missionary, and some go to jail, and I go to jail and see them. And I get them out, bail them out. Some in there for a couple of years. I go, but I write them. I try to help their family out. Well, you see, there's a lot more that Brother Jack, you don't know, because I love that person.
Yeah.
I learn to leave a place better than you found it.
Amen.
I go to their home. I want to try, what can I do to help this place? Can I buy them food, whatever? They got just about everything. If not, he'll make it. You know, and he'll make it, Shelly will break it, amen. And but they're very tender in a motel, way beyond a motel there. And but what I'm trying to say is, I see that even with the grandkids, they're getting smoothed out.
Yeah,
they're getting smoothed out. But I go to the projects in Detroit, they don't look like this. They're cussing each other out, and they're stabbing each other.
Yeah,
8, 9, 10, 12 years old. Hey, I'll cut you, man.
Mm.
I see that every week of my life.
That's not
I see a wife with a busted eye and husband with a gunshot wound, but they're not perfected. They have, because what? They have no light.
Yeah.
See, the Bible likens itself to light.
That's right.
To water, to honey. Yeah. You ever meet any grouchy people? Well, the Bible will make them sweet.
Sure will.
That guy I told you about, the kitchen Bible at the City of Refuge, that wasn't the same guy.
Amen.
That wasn't the same guy. Kind and kind-hearted. Oh, Brother Patterson, you're in the ministry again. Yeah, I got saved right before I left you and so forth. I'm not working with Brother Olaf. And he said, man, I wish I could go out to Texas. That's where the, you know, they call it the Mecca. All the big farmers. Well, he got me on the intercoastal, and I stayed there 3 years on that island.
Wow.
With those guys. 3 years, 24 hours a day. Just with them all the time. Chasing runaways, had a boy drown on us. And, had to go for a lot of heartache out there. Well, God was using that intercoastal canal to smooth me out.
Yeah.
And whenever I see Danny, I'll go by his place in off over by Dilbert Terry's church, off by 75. Danny lived about a mile over there in La Follette. And I'll call him up, hey, I'm El, it's Brother Jack, I meet you at the, they don't have a phone, they got a phone, they don't have a, they got a, recorder, but that's, I have to get him, hold him that way, and he'll get a hold of me. So, yeah, I'm retired now, Jack, I'm over here with my grandkids, I'll meet you over there, and every time, much as I can, I'll go by and see an old friend.
Amen.
See, that's not the world, that's a Christian friend. You ought to have good Christian friends.
Amen.
But you got to have something in your life, when they start doing wrong or talking wrong, then you stop them. That I don't do that.
Yeah.
We ain't talking about people. Good minds talk about things. Weak minds talk about people.
Mm.
Great minds talks about ideas. If you can learn that principle, that will save you from a lot of heartache.
Amen.
You got a little grouch next door? Be nice to him. Go help him cut his grass. If the tire's flat, go help him fix it. Got a windshield crack? Try to see if you can get it. I always try to find something new to help him. And I got a mechanic next to me on this side. I got a lady over here with a daughter. Karen's a good friend with her. And I got a lady across the street. She cuts her own grass. She always looks after Miss Karen. I got some nice neighbors around us.
Amen.
That's in Dearborn Heights. And but they don't know Christ. So we're trying to be a smooth stone for them.
Amen.
So we're trying to witness to them as much as possible.
Yeah.
Witness to them. How long I got here?
Oh, you got 15, 20 more minutes.
Okay. And so, oh, yeah, I'm going to go to something else. And so... So what happened, you get those smooth stones, I take it to the factory. I take it to the work. I got a company call me a couple of years ago. Hey, would you come back to work at the tank factory if we brought the tanks to you? There's a job they got to do with a buffer, and these winos and druggies are oversized and the bearings on it.
Hmm.
And they're going to send the whole tank back. They called me at my house. I left there 30 years ago. Are you still healthy? Yeah. I said, well, let me know. They're in Lima, Ohio, the new tanks. And then they got a whole bunch of old tanks. They want to keep them and give those to third world countries. They want me to come in here and put the bearings in them, and the druggies are oversizing it because they're too buzzed out. I said, I need this, this, and this. I said, if you ever call me, let me know. I'll come over and work a half a day, a half week with you and so forth. So they may call me this week. But you know what I got to do to that tank? There's a bearing in there, and it's got some jagged edges in there, and I got to get a buffer, and that'll oversize it. I got to get rid of the rough edges.
Wow.
And those bearings that go in there, and that's what turns that track on that tank.
Right.
My dad taught me machine work, working in the factories. He had a stroke, and the guys would call my father, and they said, would you help me? Can you give me the numbers? He said, I'm stroking, I got 10 kids. You send me a check, and I'll give you some dimensions. They sent him a check to the house. I don't know what it was, but we sure did aid good. And I got some new Kia Flyers and Jets and Red Bull Jets and Converses. For the next couple of years, my dad did the numbers for that factory on the telephone. When he got his check, he knew how to get that check. Gave it to my mother. He was a drunk, but when he had a stroke, he quit drinking. Then he got saved.
Amen.
My dad went to stand in the front door. Hey, kid, you better get me. I mean, preach to him. I mean, I'm over there hiding behind the car. Man, that's my dad. He's crazy. Get away. But I wasn't saved yet. And he said, hey, Jack, you better get over here, boy. I mean, after him and so forth. And my cousin right now is a backup quarterback for Michigan State. And his two brothers are going to be probably NFL quarterbacks. The Patterson, one's Nick Patterson, one's Shane Patterson. I never met them. But they want me to come give them a testimony. That's what they're asking me. I want to say one thing. But I'm going to give it to them. You want to do to them? I want to throw them some smooth stones.
Hey, ma'am.
Not some jagged egg with a chip on it. You see, most stones are not smooth. They got some little edgy on it.
Right.
And what happens is it'll veer off to the right or veer off to the left. Or a cracked stone will even veer off. There's little things in our lives that we throw at people trying to help them, and it doesn't affect because you didn't throw a smooth stone.
Amen.
The stone that he picked out of that creek was five of them. They were smooth.
Amen.
I want to, at 70 years old, I want to perfect my stone still. Perfect, not perfect. Perfect.
Amen.
The difference.
Yeah.
I'm not perfect. I'm imperfect in Christ, and so are you. When you got saved, Christ doesn't see you. He sees Christ, the Son of God in your life.
Yeah.
That blood of Christ. That's why you're saved.
Amen.
So when you, my Aunt Dorothy, she drank a fifth of Jack Daniel's whiskey a day.
Hmm.
About 2 days she drank it down. Don't repent, give your last name. They had 14 kids. We had 10 kids. And I'm over there drinking, doing little things, what doing things that shouldn't be doing and so forth, and stealing and robbing and all that kind of stuff. And one day, one of my cousins got saved. He got saved. My brother John got saved. He started telling them about this. And then I get saved. And then I start going to Bible school, and then I start going over to see them and during the summertime. And they saw, I talk different. I walk different. I dress different. I said, Jack, what happened to you? And that opened up a testimony for me to talk to him. The day my aunt got saved, a Nazarene preacher came in, and a Nazarene, not a Baptist, a Nazarene. Some of my Baptists got a big B in her forehead. I preach anywhere I want, if I want to go, as long as there's no freedom there to preach it. And I wish you had met Lee. He went everywhere. He had me preaching all kinds of churches. Oh, he said, get a check now. You get it. Bring home the check. But my Aunt Dorothy trusted Christ. 10 days later, she had that preacher come in here and tell her, tell me about heaven. Tell me about eternal security. And she'd weep every day.
Hey, Mike.
She was very wicked. Very wicked. And then she said this, Shelley. Why didn't somebody reach me sooner?
Yeah.
Just think, if everyone in here, I'll talk about this in a minute, service. If everyone in here passed out a track and you're giving time and let someone to Christ. See, I'm an aggressive soul winner.
Amen.
I want to see, I'm a diabetic, I got to eat. I'm going to find me some food.
Amen.
I'm going to find me, I got a credit card for such a time as this.
Amen.
And I'm going to find me some food. And I know where to go. I don't like people who can't cook. And Shelly's okay, she's all right. Andy can't cook. But what happened is that sugar gets going, you get crazy. But what happened is, if I eat the right food, I drink the right water, I get smooth out inside.
Yeah.
And if you get unsmooth in your thinking, you're going to say the wrong thing.
You're right.
You want to mess up your stone? Let me give you a few things. Anger will mess up your stone.
Yeah.
Talking about stuff that you don't even know nothing about, you heard someone say, you don't know if it's right, you're going to mess up your stone.
Amen.
You're going to say things. You're going to say things. Wish you had. I mean, it ain't going to happen. And so I guard myself.
Yeah.
And I try to be kind. Be kind. One, two, kind.
Yeah.
Where did that word come from? It doesn't have to come from the Greek. Come from the English. It comes from the word kindred.
Hmm.
Treat people like family.
Yeah.
Kindred. A lot of my friends that I know that these folks know about, I try to do something nice for them. And if because you think you're nice to them, you're going to be a walker. I'm not a doormat. No, but I know how to say no. But I can say it nicely.
Yeah.
I'm not into that. I appreciate it. Let me pass on that. You know, I want to be kind to them.
Amen, Brother Jack.
I always want to leave a door open to help them. When you bury about 45 of them, you think different.
You're right.
You do things different.
You're right.
And you got more long-suffering for them.
Amen.
My wife wants to kill everybody. Chop their heads off. I don't tell her I said that on the night. But she's black and white, I'm more grace. She said, oh, you're gravy. And it's time to suck it up. And that's her. I need that. But you be, let's be kind to them. They're going through some suffering. Let's be kind to them.
Yeah.
Throw them a smooth stone. Throw them a smooth stone. I'm talking about at work, they're watching you.
Yeah.
I used to have foremen come up to me and say, Jack, here's a note. Sometimes a $20 bill. So what's that for? I want you to pray for me.
Bless.
I will, but I ain't taking your $20. No, no, I want you to go get a cheeseburger on me and just let you know. And the Muslim guys at the factory always come by and say, hey, Jack, pray for my son. Pray for my daughter.
Mm.
See, they got a religion, but it's not smooth.
Right.
They got a little jagged edge on it.
Yeah, it's
going to go off.
Yeah.
That stone, just a little light on that stone will bear off. David's stone went straight. He could take that.
Hair's breath.
He took it. Took out a lion.
Yeah.
He knocked him out, cut him, whatever. A wolf. I mean, he did it all. And that's why I had the brothers and sisters that I had. We all got saved. We all got saved. We all got saved. Even my crippled sister got saved. I'll see her.
Praise the Lord.
She's 100% muscular dystrophy. Hey, Daddy! Come and pray with me. So we come in here and pray with her in her room. She's almost 80 years old.
Praise
she loved Jesus Christ. He always asked me, tell me about heaven. Tell me what's going to happen to me when I get up there. I said, you're going to walk.
Yeah.
You won't have a crippled body.
All things
that. All spazzy just like this. I don't talk about that much. I carry it right here.
Amen.
And I protect her. And so forth. So what are you saying, Papa Jack? All I want to say is I want to be smooth down. I'm not smooth where I want to be, but I'm going in that direction.
Amen.
I stay away from critics. I stay away from people who hurt people.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be around them. And I tell them so. Look, man, you can read that chapter in your
Bible. Yeah.
You know, and to try to help them. And I've turned around a bunch of them. I got con games on the Facebook. Oh, I'm starving. I got kicked out of my house. There's always angles out there in the world. And I said, well, let me call you pastor. Well, I'm not in church right now. Oh, I thought you had a pastor, you know. Stone's not smooth. They lied to you.
Right.
They lied to you. I got gas station attendants coming by, and he said, hey, man, you got me more of those cartoon tracks? And I said, yeah. He said, you gave me the same one the last three times you've been here. Can you give me some new
ones? Hey, man.
I drove all the way back to my house. He didn't have any, so I drove to the church. I know where the key is at. I got about 15 different weeks, got tracks all over the place. And I drove another 3-4 miles back over that gas station and gave that guy about 7 or 8.
Hey, man.
What was I doing? I care for that soul.
Yeah.
I care for him. And I fight to keep my stone smooth.
Amen, brother.
You tell somebody you're going to do it, smooth it out.
Amen.
You don't do it, you just got a jagged edge.
Yeah.
Got a jagged edge. When your mom and dad are around, behave yourself. When they're not around, you behave yourself.
Amen.
That means you're a smooth stone.
Yeah.
You act upon the last command given. We got quiet on there. And then, oh, they're going, what was this? No, you obey. And so I just, when I got saved and when I got rid of all my stuff, my sister had thought I was nuts. I had my records, my drugs, everything. I flushed it all down the ground. I didn't give it to nobody. I burned it and got rid of it.
Yeah, same here.
And I just,
burned it.
I wanted to get rid of it. And all of a sudden, what did God start doing? He started smoothing me out.
Amen.
Things I used to do, I don't do them anymore. I miss them. That old flesh urges for them.
Yeah.
I said the flesh. The things I used to do, I just don't do them anymore. Oh, I used to dance, man. Things I used to do, I don't do them anymore. There's been a great change since I've been born again.
Amen.
There's been a great, great change since I've been born. There's been a great, great change since I've been born. There's been a great, great change since I've been born. There's been a great change since I've been born again.
Amen.
I tell you this, Brother Roloff used to be a hunter. They were flipping those marbles. They call them a hunter or hint when they flip them. And he won a whole bag of them one day. And he's in there washing his marbles. He's about 10 years old, 11 years old. His mother came in there and said, Lester, where'd you get all those marbles at? So I want them in. I want them plenty, Mom, and so forth. Well, Lester, that's gambling. His mother was an old school German Baptist. This is 100 years ago, 80 years ago.
Yeah.
And you got to give all those marbles back. That's gambling. We don't gamble like that. I don't think it was gambling, but that was his story. He went back to school the next day and gave all those marbles back to the boys he beat.
Yeah.
But you know what that did to him? That put him to have a, he had the highest credit rating of the history of evangelists.
Yeah.
Besides Billy Graham.
Yeah.
They had character.
Sure enough.
When Brother Wolf said, you don't work on Sunday, you don't work on Sunday. So when they were down there on the farm, we couldn't go. They had all the food cooked during the week. He just didn't take the Christian out of work on Sunday.
Amen.
He said, well, we're going to have you food. You come to the dining hall. It's already cooked for you. Go home and eat and rest and relax a meal. You're going to crank it back up Monday. Amen. And they taught me that. On Sunday, I don't do it like he did, but I'm in the ballpark. What do you want to do? I want to have a smooth stone.
Yeah.
And we're going to try to keep these grandkids away from the world as much as possible.
Amen.
Teach him enough of what's out there to stay away from. What you got here is potential. Great smooth stones, right?
Amen, Brother Jack.
I hope I helped you today.
Amen.
Let's pray. Father, thank you for Sunday school.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
God, you thank you, Lord, for your goodness, Lord. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Brother Pastor.
Thank you, Brother Jack.
Is that
my
water, Pastor?
That's yours right there.
Right there.
Oh.
And including cupcakes by Joe Jones.